to Pursuing True North. This is the Truth of the Week series. I'm Jenny Scioto.
And I'm Catherine King. This week's Truth of the Week comes from Romans 8, and it's verse 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's the New King James Version. Paul here was writing to the Romans, and he addresses that in the very first chapter of Romans, and he says, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saint. And that's chapter 1, verse 7. And saints were the believers in Rome. Obviously, it's not saints as we normally think of when we think of saints, but that was the way Paul addressed those who received and believed in Jesus. And I love the commentary under this version. It said, if God, the uncreated one, is for us and no created thing can separate us, then our security in him is absolute. So it's absolute. It's consecrated. It is completely finished and there is no room to change this fact.
I absolutely love the imagery of this particular verse. Romans 8:38, Romans in general, the fact that nothing can separate us from his love is just, I mean, Paul gives 7 examples here of how we cannot be separated from God's love. Think about it, death or life, not even death can separate us from God. Angels, demons, rulers. You think about angels and demons and rulers, the amount of power that those things have can still not separate us from God's love. Things that are now, that things that are yet to come, anything like height and depth, like the whole verse just speaks about things that are powerful and strong that we think are able to overcome our bodies, but nothing can actually separate us from the love of God. It just, this verse in particular helps me to be confident in the fact that God loves me.
It doesn't matter how much you mess up either.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter all your flaws. It doesn't matter
because God,
what happens to you.
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than what happens. It's awe-inspiring. And I love
this verse too. I just love it. Paul was persuaded. That was one of his first couple words in that. For I am persuaded.
Yes.
The Greek for persuaded is to convince by argument, authority, rely by inward certainty, agree, believe, have confidence, which is exactly what you were saying just a minute ago, this gives you confidence. Well, confidence is exactly what the word persuaded mean. Paul was extremely confident in this truth.
Yes, and we can have confidence that God loves us. He loves us more than we will ever honestly believe or understand. One thing, it was very hard for me as a teenager to understand that God loves me. I didn't always particularly love myself especially throughout teenage life. But if you think about in Luke 12:7, he says that he even knows every hair on our head. And I have a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair. And if you think about the fact that God knows every single, he has numbered each one of the hairs on my head and he knows them and he loves me anyway. It's a fantastic feeling to be able to rest in this truth. Everyone that's listening to this needs to know that God loves you too. God loves Catherine. God loves my crying puppy in the background.
Personally, it took me a long time to even understand that God truly loved me on a very personal, very deep level. He really loved me. I knew he loved me. I knew that the Bible said that he loved me, but I didn't feel like I was worthy of more specific love than just, okay, I made you and, I care about your mostly well-being here, but not that God loved me on a really sweet, deep level.
I know. You think about every child loves to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know. You sing it as a toddler. But how many really connect to that?
Yeah, do you know what that means? Yeah, I mean, I really had a hard time loving myself even. I had fake confidence that I hid behind. It wasn't until my lowest point in my early 20s, after some really nasty postpartum depression, that I really pressed into finding God. I realized oh my goodness, he does love me. Like, the God of the universe loves me with all my flaws. And there are so many of them that, like, I could make a nice long list of them. But he loves me anyway, despite all the nasty things I've thought or said or done. Like, he loves me. Nothing is going to stop him from chasing you down and bringing you into that. Nothing can separate us, no matter how we feel about ourselves, none of that. Confidence in my life, when I realized, it changed how I saw myself, and it changed how I lived, it changed how I prayed, it changed how my reality just, it was different. When you realize God loves you, everything changes.
That's awesome.
And if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I mean, you're his. You're his saint. That's found in Romans 10, by the way. He'll never leave you. Our challenge kind of this week is go look up the verses. Go look in the back of the Bible or Google search verses on God's love and go read them and see what he has to say about you and about his love. And take that as part of your confidence, even when you may not feel confident. Maybe you're still trying to figure that out. But
one thing that helped my fourth child rest easy, confidence in God. She went to the Daughter of the King conference last year at church. She came home with like a whole nother new sense that basically God loves me because I'm the daughter, and I'm the daughter of a king. I need to act like it. And it was so cute to see a little 7-year-old. Yeah, like, you know, go around basically, and they gave out little tiaras at the conference and stuff, and she was just walking around. She's like, can I wear this out? And I was like, sure, baby. And she did. I want to say for a good week, she was like wearing that thing, living in it, and telling everybody, well, I'm a daughter of a king.
Sometimes I wish I had a tiara that I could just like throw on and be like, yep, this is who I am, and I will visually be able to see this. I mean,
I am a princess.
But I'm grown, and I can't do that.
But all of this to say, though, we are daughters and sons of the one true God, and we need to have rest and confidence in that, and nothing can separate us from being daughters and sons of God. This verse, this truth of the week, I urge you all to print it out and really read it every day this week. You are loved. You are all loved.
Your circumstances can't separate you. No. Your flaws won't separate you.
Whatever is in your past, whatever you're dealing with right now, however low you think you are, it is not too low to be loved by God. And you need to know that.
I'm gonna plug a song in here real quick, which I know we haven't done yet, but a song that speaks to me and spoke to me in a really low place. Because even if you're a seasoned believer, you can have moments of your life where you kind of lose sight of the fact that this great big God loves you, even in your bad decisions, even in your lack of trusting in him. And there's a beautiful song called Beloved by Jordan Felice. And that song, when it came, when I first heard it, I want to tell you, I probably put more hits on his YouTube video. I mean, I'm probably responsible for a third of them. Like, hands down, that's my fault. And then, granted, my youngest, absolutely, she heard me sing the song and play it through the house, car, all of it. And it just, I let that wash over me because I'm like, that's right. Yeah. Nothing can separate me. None of these things. None of these things I'm going through. Nothing. And it just...
Yeah, that song is beautiful. I love the songs that speak truth into your heart, even into your subconscious, playing in the background. Absolutely beautiful. No, that's the perfect song for this verse.
Yeah.
So that is our wish for you all this week, is that you will rest confidently that you are loved and that nothing can separate you from God's love.
All the truth right there.
Yes. So glad you could join us today. Hit subscribe and so you don't miss a thing, and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week.
Don't forget to like and share us.